This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Right on time. Here we are at 7 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a weekly overview of what's going on officially from the folks at Talkers Magazine, which is the Bible of the talk radio industry. Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, is here to do what he does. How do you like that for a staccato? It's Michael Harrison on the job.
That voodoo that you do so
yes,
well.
Right. There's a moldy oldie for you.
Great words.
Yes. Our job is to go through the top 10 people list, top 10 story list, according to research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine, listening to and getting into the heads of program directors and hosts of programs all around the country. And your input, by the way, it's always listed at talkers.com and at gooddayshow.com. Those lists are there. So let us go, first of all, through the lists, and then I want to talk about somebody who is very special to me who's on the list. So let's go through the list first, Michael.
All right. Number 10, we have Chaos in Haiti, and that's tied at number 10 with the death of our good friend. I say that.
I
don't say
that.
That's
what I want to talk about him.
Joe Lieberman.
Yep.
And number 9, the NBC McDaniel controversy. At number 8, the FTC investigates TikTok. The ISIS Moscow attack at number 7. At number 6, the Supreme Court's abortion pill hearing. At number 5, the U.S. migrant crisis. At number 4, the Israel-Gaza war, and that's tied with U.S.-Israel relations. At number 3, the Baltimore Bridge accident. At number 2, Trump's legal battles. At number 1, the presidential race. It was a crazy week. The People Survey, Joe Lieberman is at 10, Rona McDaniel at 9, number 8, Mike Johnson, number 7, Vladimir Putin, number 6, Texas Governor Greg Abbott, number 5, Benjamin Netanyahu. At number 4, Juan Marchand and Lauren Marchand, or Marchand. At number 3, RFK Jr. and Nicole Shanahan. And number 2 is Donald Trump, and number 1 is Joe Biden. A lot of things happened this past week. I mean, it always does, but this has been a particularly explosive week in terms of unexpected news.
I wonder how many of our brethren were familiar with, had the chance to get to know or to talk to or to interview Joe Lieberman during the heyday of his being in the Senate. I remember the first time I ever talked to him, he was from Connecticut, and he was Attorney General, if I'm not mistaken.
He was.
In Connecticut. You were close to him because you live close there.
I was on the radio at WTIC for 2 years, which is the top station in Connecticut.
Right.
And he was the guy that was on my show more than anybody.
Right. He loved talk radio, and talk radio loved him.
Yeah.
He was a gentle giant in terms of being a big man, but I mean in terms of impact. His attitude, I remember being, was a talker thing? There was I'm trying to remember whether you were, I'm kind of stumbling because I'm remembering for the first time having dinner with him and his wife. Her name?
Hadassah.
Hadassah, right, yes. And how friendly he was. He was on my program, too, all the time, because he was a voice of reason. You know me, I don't want extremists of one side or the other. But he, when the opportunity came to talk about politics and had some common sense approaches to it, he was always the guy you called on. And I just, I didn't realize that whatever was going on, it's been a couple of years since I talked to him. I don't know how long it's been since you talked with him. But he was busy. Apparently, the last day of his life, he was working on a joint statement warning his fellow Democrats, even though he was a kind of an independent. He was a Democrat. He ran with Al Gore on that ticket that probably should have won but didn't when Bush won. Anyway, he said that the Dems will not be able to count on Jewish votes if they abandon Israel. And I thought, you get right down to the brass tacks of it. somebody produced his notes in his handwriting, and the date was the day that he died. 2 or 3 hours, as a matter of fact. He fell down. I don't know if people know this. He wasn't sick, but he fell down. And this happens to so many people. He was 82. Happens to so many people. It's a great warning, if you will, to be careful as you are stepping, literally, one foot after the other. Because sometimes as you get a little bit older, you don't step as firmly as you had when you were younger. And in this circumstance, he lost his balance, went down, and in essence died from complications after that fall in his home.
Yeah, yeah. Terrible.
So,
but you make a good point about being careful. So many people who are considered elderly, which is a term that sometimes is a little bit
abused.
Yeah. But when older folks die, sometimes out of the blue, it's because they fell down. And, you know, you break a bone, you break a hip, something like that. It's very hard to recover from that. So, yeah, that is a terrible loss. Yes, when I last spoke to Lieberman, I did an interview with him in 2018.
Wasn't he in the Michael Harrison interview?
I
remember that.
Of 2018, and that interview is posted right now at talkers.com. You go to talkers.com, and the first story about Lieberman contains a link to a half-hour interview that I conducted with him a couple of years into the Trump presidency, and he was very candid and very balanced.
Well, he always kind of was. Both of those words are very appropriate for him all of the way, at least when I knew him, for as long as I knew him, those are the two words that I would say would best describe him, frankly.
Yeah.
The epitome of really being fair and balanced. That was Joe Lieberman.
He was not without controversy, though.
No.
He was very supportive of George W. Bush's invasion of Iraq following 9/11. Which,
and he was wrong on that and admitted it. I
suspect that there was a lot of wrongness about that.
Yeah.
You know.
You think? Really, what was your first clue?
I used to scratch my head back then and wonder why a lot of people were blind for that, including Lieberman.
Let's stop for a second there. As you said that, I'm reminded of how present George Bush, when he was running for president in 2000, was at the talk seminars, all over Talkers, the access that he had through you and Talkers to a lot of talk radio hosts.
In fact, I think we were responsible for Bush winning because we had a lot of hosts from Florida at the conference that he spoke at when he was a candidate, right before he was elected.
Yeah.
And I invited Bush and I invited Gore to speak to the talk show hosts. And this is very much the reason why the Democrats don't have the same level of favor in talk radio as the Republicans. The Democrats sent me back a note saying, send a letter.
Yeah.
And the Republicans sent a note saying, send directions.
We'll be there.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Send directions. Okay, you're going to have 300 radio talk show hosts in one room?
Yeah.
Hello. All over the country? Send directions. We'll be there. and let me say one other thing. One of the reasons that Gore lost, and of course we know he won the popular vote and all that, but one of the reasons he lost the election in the weird fashion that he did was he did not tap into the abilities and the popularity of Joe Lieberman during that campaign. And every time all of the friends of Lieberman would ask for the access to him that they had prior to him running for vice president, it would get squashed because it had to go through the Gore campaign.
Right.
Gore also snubbed any support from Bill Clinton. Do you remember that?
Yeah, they didn't like each other.
Clinton offered his support, and Gore didn't want to be associated too closely with Clinton. So two of his assets, Lieberman and Clinton, were shunned by the Gore campaign, and all of that led to his amazing defeat. Remember, for a month they couldn't
figure it out. You didn't know who was going to be next president, right? Yeah. And then the Democrats said, well, the Republicans in the Supreme Court fixed it. It's just what it does, and this is an aside from what we really are talking about here, although elections and politics and the presidential race, number one, you know, the whole the joke that is the Supreme Court. I'm sorry. Well, the joke is, yeah, the Supreme Court is a joke. But the Electoral College is a joke. You need to be, your vote needs to count. And it doesn't under that circumstance. And interestingly enough, I'm looking at this, at a copy of this paper, and basically what Joe Lieberman is saying to Joe Biden is you can't count on pro-Israel Jewish votes. You can't mortgage your votes to what we call the two-state solution, Michigan and Minnesota. There's a lot of stuff in, and there's an aside now, about where the votes are, where the people, there are 2.5 million Muslims that live in this country. This is kind of sticking with the political focus, if you will, which is number one. But I had no idea that, I dug into this because I've been on a plane a lot this week, and the fact that it's 2.5 million, and most of them live either in Michigan or in Minnesota. I guess I knew because of Dearborn with all the Muslims that live there in the suburban area of Detroit, but I didn't have any idea that there were so many in Minnesota. Mm-hmm. And how does that shape the landscape as well as, you know?
What it does is it focuses tremendous power to small points geographically, and mm-hmm. That plays into what some consider to be the flaws of the Electoral College.
So the statement that I read here continues on focusing on Jewish voters and to the Democrats. If you want to have support among the Jewish contingent, you better not abandon Israel. I mean, that's basic it. You want the support of the anti-Israeli extremists, you want the party to be known for that, then keep going in the direction. That's basically, I'm paraphrasing, but if you want the people who don't like America to be your supporters, then you keep going down the road that you're going down, which I thought was, you know, among other things, pretty good advice. So anyway, losing Lieberman is something, a sad thing for America. It's 18 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours, no questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG. Time for us to visit as we get into the spring season. Elizabeth Miller is here from Calitrin to talk about how you can look your best. If you get started now, you're motivated to do it. All right, so Elizabeth, the reason for going to Calitrin in and of itself, a company doesn't succeed for 27 years if it doesn't work.
Yeah, that's right. You know, I mean, we've been able to help customers lose weight safely since 1997. So for 27 years, we've got a product that has been proven safe. It's proven effective. It's got a huge 86% success rate with 90 days, and you get a team of support, too. So we're here to do everything we can to help you see the results with this product.
All right, let's talk for about 30 seconds about the special $10 off every bottle.
Yes, discounts on every single month of Calitrin. So the more you need, the more you're going to save. It's on our website, toploss.com.
Check it all out at toploss.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
23 after the hour now, the Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air for the last week. Well, actually, this is the second last. It feels like the end, because everybody's always talking about the beginning of baseball and the beginning of April. Things start growing. Easter is upon us, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But we are in the next to last week of the month, and Michael Harrison is here from Talkers Magazine to go through that list that is so prominent every week, the top 10 stories according to the research on news talk radios around the country. And then you should have an international version, right? The Talkers international version of the top 10 stories and top. I suspect that much of it will be the same, but it'll be kind of fun, because news talk has become a big format all around the world, no matter what the language. We kind of think that, and maybe we were the originators of it here in America, but you know, we have, I know, you know, and I know some of the consultants that travel overseas all the time to talk to these people that are running news talk stations in England and in France and in Spain and Italy and China. They have a little of it, but it's all state-run. You know, everything's public in China. You have, oftentimes during this portion of the Good Day program, we talk about social media. The song and the words that have gone viral from your efforts with Gun Hill Road, the latest performance from these folks, if you haven't heard it either on this program or Good Day or elsewhere, it's about scamming and scammers. It's called Scammers. And you found that you've hit a road bump or perhaps a wall with social media because of some of the words and
the song Damn Scammers Get Off My Phone by Gun Hill Road, which I co-wrote with three other members of the band, has been shadow banned by YouTube.
What does that mean?
Google. It means that they're not throwing it off, but they're doing nothing to help it. It's very difficult to find it. It doesn't come up among people's offerings that are interested in scams. Have you noticed with YouTube, they always show you things that are available that are just happen to be your interest. Mm-hmm. That's why we're having such a bubble universe. Everybody thinks that everybody's interested in what they're interested in because the social media media algorithms just send them stuff that it thinks, whatever it is, its artificial intelligence, its computer intelligence, thinks they're interested in, which is the key to going viral. So make a long story short, the early warning computers at Google said that "Damn Scammers, Get Off My Phone" by Gun Hill Road contains shocking content.
Baloney.
And, well, whatever. Shock. Well, I looked at it objectively. When I co-wrote the song, we discussed that this might meet resistance. I mean, basically, it has the premise that scammers are terrible. Okay? They're bad. And that they should, and this is where we became satirical, that they should die. And they should die by firing squad. They should die by hanging. They should die by electrocution. They should die by castration. They should die by being blown up by a drone. I mean, the violence in this song is profound. And the images of the violence are artistic. But, you know, and the scammers are depicted as the most hideously ugly trolls that you could imagine. So if you look at it through the brain of a computer as opposed to the brain of a comedian or a social critic or somebody who understands the arts, it can, on first glance, appear to be a very dangerous song. But it's not. It's comedic. It's shining, you know, laughter and light on a very serious subject. Right. So it's basically dead in the water at YouTube. If people want to see it, though, you can through the secret entrance is scammersvideo.com. Scammersvideo.com, and let us know what you think.
All right, there it is. Michael Harris and Doug Steffen continuing shortly on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit gcnlive.com today.
USA News Update. Maryland Governor Wes Moore says recovery of the missing construction workers presumed dead is still the top priority at the site of the Baltimore Bridge collapse.
We need to continue to focus on recovery because we have to bring a sense of closure to these families.
Speaking on Friday, Moore said the situation remains complex as crews work to clear the harbor to eventually get it back open. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell said that lowering interest rates would not be suitable until officials are assured that inflation is progressing towards the Fed's 2% target goal. Speaking from San Francisco Friday, Powell referenced the latest inflation data, which he indicated aligns with the central bank's projections. Beware of fake eclipse glasses, experts warn. The American Astronomical Society advises using approved glasses on April 8th, ensuring they're designed to block nearly all visible light. John Schaefer, USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
All right, here we are back on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison is here. I'm Doug Steffen. Michael is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. We have Stephen J.J. Wiseman coming along. He always reflects on the legal ramifications of some of the stories, and there certainly are a lot of them with regard to the ship and what's happening in Baltimore. But there are a couple of other things that are related to other stories that are on the list, Michael, this week that I thought you and I should talk about. Going back to Israel and the Middle East and what's happening there, the International Court of Justice has ordered Israel to increase humanitarian aid to Gaza to address the famine there. They also have called for Hamas to release Israeli hostages because they want to be balanced. They want to seem to be balanced. The president of the Palestinian Authority has announced that there's a new cabinet they've shaken up because the people in Palestine kind of are getting the drift that this is not all one way. Even though the anger and the animus is aimed at Israel, you know, the Palestinians, because of the influence of Hamas and Iran, some of the people there have figured out, you know, that this, all of this stuff is not happening to benefit them. So you wonder out loud how much influence really the International Court of Justice has, because Putin continues to get away with what he's gotten away with. And, you know, by any measure, he should be on trial for gross anything you can think of.
War crimes.
War crimes that he's committed, and he's still, nobody's gone, they don't have the balsam. There's no leadership. There's no strength. They just talk. And that's why it's not of much value. Would you agree?
Well, it's of value at least that they talk, but it doesn't necessarily lead to any type of action or conclusion. So, it's frustrating. If there were no places to talk about it, though, we'd be even in worse condition.
Yeah.
People complain about these courts and the UN and things of that nature. But imagine if we didn't have any way of sitting at the table. It'd be difficult. And,
yep.
And world opinion, you know, is something that's very difficult to view in one
gauge.
Take.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly. It's mm-hmm. it's just the press interpretation of it. The world is far more diverse and complicated and uncontrollable than we realize. And it's our systems, our media, our language, our social norms that try to make sense of things.
Mm-hmm.
But if you really look at it objectively, we live in a very dangerous, chaotic maelstrom of emotion.
We sure do. All right, let's go back to the politics, the presidential race, things that are going on in the individual states. For example, Pennsylvania's mail-in ballot, the date, they have a rule that says you have to vote at a certain time or by a certain time. There's a requirement for the voters in Pennsylvania to put accurate handwritten dates on the outside of the envelope. This runs afoul, as far as I'm concerned, Michael, of anything that has common sense. Why we have mail-in ballots, why you vote early, any of this stuff. It's, all it does is open up a can of worms. So the third U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled to uphold enforcement. I'm reading this directly from the ruling. To uphold enforcement of the required date on return envelopes. Which is a mandate that caused a lot of votes to be declared invalid 2 years ago. And so who knows who really won? People think, and there's this little nuance. I mean, who pays attention to it? Even though it says in the rules, but there's a page of rules when you do the mail-in ballot. Why bother? Go to the voting poll and vote. Because your vote, all these people's votes didn't count because they didn't put the date that they mailed it on the outside of the envelope. I mean, think about that. And that rule obviously, it's in other states as well. But I just, I find it, it's obnoxious, frankly.
Mm-hmm.
The civil rights laws and appeals court and all the other people that weighed in, you make it so much more, they keep talking, they're trying to convince us that this makes it easier and more people can vote. But it doesn't. And this is a perfect example of why it doesn't. Am I right or wrong?
I don't know if you're right or wrong. You're expressing a view that is not. There's no conclusion to it. I don't know. I don't know if you're right or wrong, but I do know that you are airing a concern that many people have,
mm-hmm.
and that as we transition into different forms of technology when it comes to the voting process, which has always been a fractured situation, every state has its own voting laws and its own rituals, it becomes even more complicated. But the history of elections in the U.S. and throughout the world have been wrought with these kinds of questions.
Yeah.
I mean, recounts. And it's always funny, whenever they have a recount, the number is different.
Yeah.
So,
right.
You
keep recounting them from right. now till the end of time.
So nobody cares when it's a clear-cut victory. It's considered to be, all right, a fraction of a point here or there, whatever. It doesn't matter when one candidate is a clear victor. But when we have these complicated, very, very narrow elections in a very polarized country, and then you add on top of it the inconsistencies, nuances, and quirks of the Electoral College, well, we could argue the validity of elections no matter what.
Yep.
No matter what. So, I can't say whether you're right or you're wrong. You certainly present an interesting overview of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think there's a right or a wrong to easily be determined at this point. I think we have a lot of problems running this complicated world where now everything is out there in your face, both true and fake. And this is a crisis that is taxing the limits of human intelligence.
Right.
Yeah.
That's all. So last night I was listening to Mark Levin as I was driving around Los Angeles, and he was talking about Trump, as he usually does, and talking about Biden, as he usually does. I mean, there's no difference in the strain of the focus, but it's interesting because Obama and Clinton went with Biden to where they got $26 million out of the New York City fundraiser, which was going on pretty much at the same time as Trump went to the wake for a policeman that was killed in the line of duty in New York. And the contrast was obviously, you know, it played well with the Trump supporters. Both of those stories did. But, you know, you look at the at some of the stuff, the realities of politics and the political system, and you do have to, you know, 2 hours in the room at the Radio City Music Hall, and Biden walks out of there with checks for $26 million. And, okay, is that obscene? Yeah, it is. And so is Trump the smartest guy in the room? Because instead of doing something, he didn't even talk about Biden, Clinton, and Trump. All he did was say, I'm going to go to, I'm not paying attention to that, I'm going to this wake. So it's, you know, kind of a strike of brilliance on his part. At least that's the way I kind of read it, and that's the way the people who support Trump were playing it on the radio.
Oh, yeah, because that's called cherry picking. Trump going to the funeral of a fallen policeman doesn't make him a hero. It makes him clever in terms of an opportunity.
Right.
And, you know, the same guy that is not raising your obscene $26 million in one event at Radio City Music Hall is selling Bibles and to Christians.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, you know.
That's right.
So you should say, yeah. Trump is actually, for that moment, the smartest crook in the room, not yeah. necessarily the smartest person in
well,
the room.
Well, look at what happened with the stock. Not that this is crooked, but that the social media company that he started was just because he was ticked off and he couldn't be on Facebook or whatever
money.
It was.
He needs money.
He started his own thing, and he goes public. And then one day, the guy's worth $4 billion more than he was the day before.
Yeah, and what about the people who've invested in that company? I wonder where they're going to wind up.
Well, you wonder how much the big donors are going to, you know, what do they get if Trump wins under the circumstance? Mm-hmm. It's the Trump Media and Technology Group that now, I think the stock was kind of turbulent as we got to the end of the week, but still, people who went in, even the big investors went in toward the at the beginning, and then they'll sell it the second or third day.
Yeah, well, that's why these IPOs are very dangerous and are not necessarily rooted in any kind of solid economic, you know, ground.
Yeah.
You hope that the fate and fortune of investments in the stock market are based in some type of economic reality as opposed to being just totally gambling, which is what it has turned out to be in many cases.
All right. A related story to politics and Trump is the fate of Mike Lindell. I went back to advertising. I've said this. I've told this story on the air in a number of different ways, but I'm pretty frank about it. MyPillow was a good advertiser. A lot of us on the radio made a lot of money. Hannity was probably top of the list, but the folks at Radio America that had advertising, you know, just, there was a lot of money there because conservatives or right-wingers or whatever loved Mike Lindell. Therefore, they liked MyPillow, and he made a lot of money. Well, when he went off the deep end and was discredited for kind of unfair reason, I mean, here's this guy and his statements. And then there's 1,500 people that work in his factory that may or may not agree with him, but they have jobs. And, you know, MyPillow is an important part of this town in Minnesota as far as jobs were concerned. Well, this week he's gotten evicted from the plant in the warehouse that he used because he can't pay his bills. And that's because of the people shunning him and his business because of his political points of view.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, he says in an interview, the company's in great shape. No, it's not. And it's because of him and his activity. But it seems kind of sad, doesn't it? I mean, that's kind of the way
it's
I look
at it. It's sad for the people that are laid off. It's not necessarily sad for him.
No.
And, I mean, are you advocating that the government should move in?
No.
Are they too big to fail?
No.
Should
not
they
at all.
I mean, you know.
No. I'm advocating understanding that when you, even though you have a right to your political points of view, when it mixes with your business and it affects your business, you better look out.
Especially when your political point of view is unhinged BS.
Okay.
You said I mean, come on.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Well, he had his own. His book went through his life and the drug problems that he had and his emotional problems and that kind of stuff. So, you know, maybe that's part of the story. But I just think there's a judge in. He owes $5 million, apparently. And he also got, because he was sued by a bunch of people for the things that he said about Trump, he had another liability there. So
he said some pretty unhinged things.
Yeah, he did.
I mean, come on. I have proof here that, he never did. He appears to be a con man.
Yes. I didn't say that would be a good way of putting it. So I've decided, I went back to running my pillow ads on the program, and then I just decided, you know what, I get too much negative reaction from people, and so why bother?
Because you get negative reaction for running my pillow ads?
Yes.
Yep. All right. Well, I mean, this is part of a democracy. Business. It's part of free enterprise. People have the right to vote with their dollars.
Well, of course.
I've never come out against people boycotting products based upon the political position of the company because that's part of the First Amendment.
Yep.
Some people see it as censorship and communism. Untrue. It's freedom. Mm-hmm. You have the right to spend your dollars in places and to support companies and people with whom you agree. And maybe people who run businesses that are supposed to appeal to a broad marketplace and have employees and have stockholders, perhaps they should be a little bit more careful with their tongues and their egos when it comes to politics. Maybe that's the lesson that should be learned here.
All right, quick reminder about the interview with Joe Lieberman, which is the Michael Harrison interview this week. You can find out more about it at talkers.com. 48 past the hour here on the Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Elizabeth Miller is here from Calitrin to talk about how you can look your best. If you get started now, you're motivated to do it.
If you go on our website, toploss.com, you can see we've got tons of resources on there. We've got lots of information about how the product works, how it's good for the side benefits, like the better sleep, the less joint pain, the more energy. All the science is on there. It explains it exactly how it works for that, how it's safe. It's drug-free, stimulant-free, and safe, even if you're on medications. I'm talking about your heart patients, your diabetics. You can check that out. I've personally had results with this product. I lost 40 pounds with it years ago. Now I just use it for maintenance. It's not something you have to be on forever. A lot of people ask us that. Do you have to be on it forever to keep the results? And that is no. There's not going to be rebound weight gain as soon as you get off of this product.
All right, go to toploss.com, use the Doug Steffen code, or just Doug, actually, D-R-U-G. Make sure you get the best deal and free shipping. Check it all out at toploss.com. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours, no questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour now on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Joining me now is our weekly overviewer, the overseer. I feel like I always say this, it's like the seer of all things important. Kind of like Carnac
the Magnificent. Leader.
Yeah, right. All right, so Stephen J.J. Wiseman is here, a very important and strategic thinker when it comes to the law. So let's talk about the biggest story of the week from the legal world, and that could be the Baltimore Bridge collapse and what happens to the owners of the cargo ship, what sort of legal imbalance is there here, and how do lawyers, I'm betting that by this time there are 9 million lawyers talking to everybody that was involved in this thing one way or another. So what will happen legally?
Yeah, you know, and it's interesting, too. You mentioned, you know, so many lawyers involved. And for massive torts like this, when something like this happens, you know, quite often what we've seen in the past is government agencies that haven't been up to the task. And I kind of refer to, in the past, Vioxx, which was a pain-relieving drug that caused strokes and deaths. And the FDA had approved it, and Merck, which had it out, had evidence for years that it was causing these problems, and it took the lawyers to do so. That being said, when I was listening to the NHTSA, the NHTSA, National Highway Traffic and Safety Administration, people discussing how they were getting into the investigation, got to admit, I was really impressed at how thorough they are. And one of the things they mentioned was that there was perhaps some contaminated fuel that caused the problem with the boat. So you've got the extremes. On the one hand, this may be just a terrible accident that no one could have predicted, and that there's not any legal liability liability for. On the other hand, there may be some gross negligence on the part of, if it were contaminated fuel that was done in an improper manner, perhaps to even be able to sell it on a, sell it for a higher price. Were there other safety kind of procedures that weren't followed? At the moment, it looks like, from the information we have, the boat just lost its, lost its power immediately, reported it as quickly as possible. They were only going 9 miles an hour when it hit the bridge. You know, this isn't like some of us may remember the Exxon Valdez when the skipper up there in Alaska was under the influence of alcohol when this went aground. So we're a long way off from finding out what it's going to be, and it could be a huge mess of lawsuits and certainly wrongful death suits for the people who died in it, or it could be just a tragic accident that we hopefully can find out what caused it so it doesn't happen again.
All right, so I'm going to get into the weeds just a moment. You've given me the opportunity to tell a story that I wasn't thinking about telling, but I'm now with the suggestion. The contamination, there are a number of things that can happen. I use a lot of diesel fuel on my farm. Diesel fuel runs these engines that run the generators that actually run the propellers and steer the ship. So what happens when water gets into, this is maybe where they're liable. It'll be interesting to really see getting between the weeds. If water's in the fuel, they could buy fuel cheaper if there was water in it. And the diesel, the engines, the filters that supposedly get rid of the contaminants. In a diesel engine, if you're driving a truck, you'll see on the dashboard if there's water in the fuel, there will be an indicator on the truck that says water in fuel. And it can detect it, and sometimes it burns it off. And in this circumstance, I'm just speculating, I don't know, but I'm giving you the behind the... You went one way, and I'm going another way in the behind-the-scenes thing. If the water was in the fuel, they bought the fuel cheaper, and they figure that if the ship is, the filters are working properly, the water gets disseminated. It shouldn't be enough, no matter how much water, unless it's completely water, to stall the engine. Or the engines, because there are diesel engines on both of the generators for both the propellers. So anyway, I'm just thinking that that might be part and parcel of what's gone on here after your suggestion. All right.
Yeah, I was not aware, but I think that probably is at the core of the
situation.
Yeah,
they bought the fuel cheaply. They knew there was water in it. So, all right. The other that's really taken up most of my time thinking about legal stuff, and I bet yours as well. So we'll leave it at that. Lots of things are going to happen as a result of that circumstance. The state will get sued because the bridge collapsed and, the guys that went down in the pickup truck, all of that stuff is going to become paramount. So it's a sad scenario no matter what. Stephen J.J. Wiseman.
Hopefully we can learn from it.
Yeah, exactly. From Bentley University here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stephan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.